News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Local testing for the Zika virus, ZikV, is expected to begin this week. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says the $10 million upgrade work at the virology lab at the University Hospital of the West Indies is near completion, and local testing will be possible by the week of March 7. Dr. Delahaye says the ministry has been collaborating with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, to get the lab internationally accredited.
We've had an expert from PAHO come in and done training for the staff at the virology lab at the University Hospital of the West Indies. The University Hospital of the West Indies is where the National Influenza Center, the Ministry of Health, is based. So they have had their training and are going through other requirements.
The Caribbean Public Health Agency, based in Trinidad and Tobago, is the only internationally approved lab in the region for testing of the mosquito-borne virus. Increases in the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards came into effect March 1. The national minimum wage moved from $5,600 to $6,200 per 40-hour work week, while the minimum wage for industrial security guards increased from $8,198 weekly to $8,854. The insurance coverage payable on account of security guards who are killed or injured in the line of duty increased from $2 million to $2.5 million. The minimum wage is recommended by the Minimum Wage Advisory Commission following general consultations as provided for under the Minimum Wage Act. The national minimum wage was last increased in January 2014. Improvement works are underway at the Fort Clarence Beach Park in Helsha St. Catherine as part of the Urban Development Corporation UDC's continued development of beach attractions on the island. Director of Sales at the UDC, Rayan Goldburn, says $15 million is being spent on Phase 1 of the redevelopment project to include construction of an administrative building at Fort Clarence.
It is from this building that we will essentially control the overall operation for the Fort Clarence Beach Park. Our perspective on Phase 1 from a management view is that on construction of the administrative building, we would be in a position to provide better amenities for our staff members on the ground. And by virtue of that, we would also be in a position to deliver world-class service to our customers.
Upgrading works at the 16-hectare property will include infrastructure renovation, general landscaping, and improvement to the grounds. Phase 1 of the project is expected to be completed by the second quarter of the 2016-17 financial year. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is equipping the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, with an e-learning wildlife monitoring toolkit to enable customs officials to prevent the illegal trafficking of the island's endangered wildlife. Senior manager in the Conservation and Protection Subdivision at NEPA, Yvonne Strong, says the kit contains information on local laws governing the movement of endemic species, as well as the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species.
The CITES e-learning toolkit is intended to be used by the custom officers at the Jamaica Custom Agency to assist them with detection of breaches of the Endangered Species Protection, Conservation and Regulation of Trade Act 2000 and its regulations and other provisions as it relates to CITES.
Mrs. Strong says the information will be a guide for customs officers who operate as first responders in the fight against the illicit trade in plants and animals endemic to Jamaica. Thursday, March 3 was recognized as World Wildlife Day under the theme, "The Future of Wildlife is in Our Hands." Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-0027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.